Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. All week long, we've been in a series called The Reality of Hell, walking through what Scripture reveals about eternal judgment and the justice of a holy God. Yesterday, we studied what the Bible says about hell, the words Sheol, Hades, and Gehenna, and how Jesus used them to reveal the truth of a real, eternal place of punishment. Today, we go a step further to understand what hell feels like. The Lord gave us a glimpse in Luke chapter 16, a scene so vivid that no one can ever say they weren't warned. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. If you want to know how seriously God takes eternity, listen to how Jesus describes it. He didn't speak in theories or legends. He spoke truth from eternal reality. In Luke chapter 16, he pulled back the veil and showed us the story of two men, one rich and one poor. The poor man Lazarus had nothing in his life but his faith in God. The rich man had everything in his life, but he had no faith at all. Both died, and suddenly everything that seemed important was reversed. Luke chapter 16, verse 23 through 24 says, "And in Hades he raised his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and Lazarus in his arms. And he cried out and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.'" Jesus didn't call this a parable. He used real names and real details. He wasn't painting an illustration. He was revealing the truth. The rich man was awake. He was aware, and he was afraid. He could see, he could hear, he could feel, he could remember, and he could regret. That's the reality of hell. It's not a dreamless void, but conscious separation from God and with no way out. He cried, "I am in agony in this flame." The word agony means unrelieved pain, emotional, mental, and physical. Hell is not a moment of punishment. It is a state of being where suffering never stops. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11 says, "And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night." There's no relief, no sleep, no peace. The pain never lessens because the presence of God, which is the source of all peace, is gone. The rich man begged for just one drop of water to cool his tongue. Just one drop, not a bucket, not a river, just a drop. And that cry reveals the hopeless thirst of hell. not just a physical thirst for water, but a spiritual thirst for God that will never be satisfied. Psalm chapter 42, verse 2 says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" In hell, that question has no answer. The presence that gave life to every breath on earth is forever absent. And the rich man also remembered. Abraham said to him in verse 25, "Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus his bad things. But now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony." That word, remember, is heavy. Hell comes with a perfect memory. Every chance to repent, every message heard, every moment when God called you and you said no. The mind doesn't forget, it replays. The heart doesn't harden further, it breaks forever. There is no peace because there is no forgetting. Jesus called hell the outer darkness. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, it says, "But the sons of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Imagine a darkness so thick that even fire can't light it. That's what spiritual darkness is. Existence without the light of the world. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, "God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." So if God is light, then hell is utter darkness. The absence of light, love, and life itself. Every soul there is completely alone, yet surrounded by the screams of others who chose the same path. It is the collapse of community, the death of relationship, the end of hope. In Luke chapter 16, verse 26, Abraham tells the rich man, "Between us and you, a great chasm has been set, so that those who want to go over from here to you will not be able, nor will any people cross over from there to us." The chasm is fixed. No second chances, no way out. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, "And just as it is destined for people to die once, and after this comes judgment." Once a person dies, their eternity is sealed forever. That's why the urgency of the gospel is so great. Because the door that stands open now will one day close forever. The rich man then begged that someone would go warn his family. He said, "I have 5 brothers. Send Lazarus to warn them so that they won't come to this place of torment." Even in hell, he became an evangelist too late. He believed in repentance, but he could not repent. He believed in hell, but could not leave it. He believed in truth, but could not change it. How tragic to finally believe everything that Jesus said, but it's too late to act on it. Hell is not a joke or a fairy tale. It's the final destination of everyone who rejects the cross of Christ. And that's why the gospel is so beautiful. Because Jesus went through the darkness so that you would never have to. When he hung on the cross and cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, he experienced that separation that you and I deserve. He entered the fire and quenched it with his own blood. He took the pain, the darkness, and the thirst so that we could live in light, joy, and life. The cross is the place where justice and mercy collide, where hell was defeated and heaven was opened. And if you're listening to this today and you've never made that decision, don't wait. Don't ignore the conviction that you feel in your heart. That's the Holy Spirit pulling you towards mercy. You can turn right now. Call on the name of Jesus. Repent of your sins and receive the gift of eternal life. You don't have to fear hell when the one who conquered it lives inside of you. Hell is a place of torment, thirst, regret, darkness, and finality. But for those who belong to Christ, it is a place that we'll never see. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and no flame can touch a soul that has been redeemed by his blood. And that's the power of the gospel. Now, tomorrow, we will look at the second death and the lake of fire, the final judgment, where death and Hades are thrown into the flames forever, and evil is eradicated. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.